remember that we're in total charge, we're in total claim of our voyage. In other words, as we seek that highest placement, as we seek that highest value, we restore ourselves to brilliance. Now, this is really, really important because it matters not the turnstile. In other words, 3D consciousness, which we've been absorbed with and tending to, is duality. So up, down, good, bad, right, left. And it matters not the context. So in each moment, we have the ability to forecast our destiny. So they're basically saying, like, come on board. So what we're doing is we're releasing our old value. These are the places where we have shortchanged ourselves. In other words, as we receive our establishment, what we can create, what we can manifest, it's shortchanged in terms of, and they're just showing me like someone on a leash, like a dog on a leash. It's shortchanged by our own consideration. So this is gonna be what we have established is available, who we receive ourselves, what we've consented to in terms of our possible destiny. So as we will receive these divine circuitry, so these are energies, what they're doing is restoring us. And I literally have this like image of like a Tinkerbell kind of energy, is they're restoring us to true value. So in other words, just imagine that you were really all of it, because that's the truth. We're all the divine, we're all the I am. I am that I am. And so because of circumstances, because of conditioning, because of the ego's draw, we lost faithfulness with ourselves and instead became faithful with our limitation, faithful with our short range. So remember that leash, and I was seeing like if we're playing cat's cradle with the string, but it became handcuffs. So in other words, then we only create out of that lower value. So what we're entitled to is a full increase, a full broadcast, a full and complete return and union with our divine bliss. So they didn't even say, if I could just make $100 more a month, you know, I'll be okay. That's not what they said. They said divine bliss. So out of that courtesy of arrival, out of that divine bliss. So in other words, we're not just trying to heal one area of our life. What we're doing is we're increasing our voltage. We're increasing our entitlement. We're increasing our establishment. Now from that, from those holy rays of vision, I've got God's rays in all its splendor of wonderment and all the color spectrum and all the full allowance. So instead of it being a very small place and constriction, it's full allowance. So again, we're all coming forth, like we all have a question. We all have, well, if I could just get this area of my life to like, excuse me, massage better, loosen up, increase. And so it draws us for consideration. In other words, let me take a look at my voltage. Let me take a look at my frequency. Let me take a look at my parameters. Who do I profess myself to be? And what am I willing to entertain? How am I willing to increase my spontaneous value? Because as we will allow our full orchestration, our full consideration, it's not only do we increase in that area of what we consider to be need, which is really just the symptom of that larger expansive value that's waiting for our self-absorption, waiting for a recognition, waiting for our consideration, waiting for at last our true remembrance. So again, we're not just fixing one small part of the pie. We're graduating in like a semblance, because again, we're moving out of duality. We're moving out of victimhood. We're moving out of fix one problem and another surfaces somewhere else. And we're moving into a new timeline of love. So the time of love, only love heals. Only love is going to heal everything. So this is what we're bringing on the inside. We're not fixing anything out there. We're not trying to create world peace. We're creating peace within our own circumference, in our own understanding of self. So wherever we have been warring with self, wherever we have left ourselves outside of our benevolence, it's now time to come home. It's now time to increase our true expansiveness, because again, we're signing on the dotted line. We're coming under the higher altar and aligning with that I am presence through and through. Through and through is the frequency that you keep, the company that you keep, through and through. So what was coming to our attention for each of us is the signaling of readiness, that we're ready to return to our true home, our true understanding of self. And this is the reason for this incarnation, to bring forth the prophecy. So our divine will, our higher self, our I am focus and allowance knows everything we need and has everything in place. Ready? Fully restored. Fully restored, not back to who you were when you were still following the ego's trance. Fully restored. So if you are to be a grand warrior, if you are to speak truth, if you are to be a healer and have lines, if you are to see everyone in their Christhood, whatever is your calling, it is calling you home. It is calling you home in the now moment of arrival. So this means we're calling it home now. And as we graduate, as we assimilate, as we offer ourselves is, well, here's what I figured out now, up to now. All right, higher awareness. All right, divine self, your turn. Your turn. So when I said your turn, I just saw alchemy. I saw energies moving in just like a rapid, like firing, a rapid sequence. Because remember, it's all frequency, it's all energy. So wherever we have not endorsed our true self with love, wherever we are manifesting brokenness, they're saying inconvenience. So in other words, we're inconvening like ourselves. We're leaving ourselves outside of our total commitment of holiness, of truth. They're showing me like a door, like we're returning. And so as we receive everyone seems to have a mind body, but when I'm receiving everyone, we're all in a temple. What we would perceive to be of long ago, but again, past, present, future, it's all in the now occurrence. So the more that we understand, it's already done. It already is in another space, in another timeline. So when we say space, remember that this space, what we exist in, it holds all possibilities. All possibilities are already waiting for recognition, waiting for our consciousness to come into alignment, to come into agreement. So as we will receive our gifts of true gesturing, the truth of self, not what the ego told you, not what the world claims, the truth that is true always. This is what we're joining hands with. This is where we're in this temple united. So our sacred heart, the flame, the light within our heart is already lit, is already ignited, is already calling us home. And this is what we've contracted, is to secure our ready passage. In other words, yes. So as we will receive this glory, Now, this glory, it's not separate from us. It's our true understanding of self. So you want to feel the expansiveness. You want to feel the power. Again, power being our light, power being our holy remembrance, the power of love. So power has gotten a bad rap. It's gotten a bad name when we think of it in terms of our mind. This is the power of healing. This is about the power of transformation. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive our glory, as we will receive our true remembrance. And when I said true remembrance, it's like the light just is ignited. So some of us are feeling like a stirring in our higher heart, in our spiritual heart. Some of us feel a quickening. Some are associating that with light. Some are going into fear. It's like, oh, I didn't know we were going to get that much change so quickly. So whatever is surfacing is in divine perfect order. Because for some, you're actually ready to proceed, but because you're kind of fearful of the fear, it's like you're kind of in a holding pattern. And you kind of feel like something's about to shift. Where is it? Where is it? It's waiting on your remembrance. In other words, your readiness. So it's yours. It's not going anywhere, but it's waiting on your arrival. Agreement. And because you processed a lot of fear in this incarnation, it's like fear always joins you. So so for all of us, really, because we all come upon that, it's joining that fear and realizing your holiness. In other words, you're kind of waiting for that fear to dissipate, and what you're really wanting to do is to shine that light bright. Because as you will have that fear by and by, it goes to the wayside, because that light expands, and that is what you identify with. So it's like you're closer than you realize. So again, we're establishing our true residency. We're establishing our true broadcast. In other words, our soul signature. Now I've got someone else. You're getting very groovy, because it's like I'm looking at you with almost like your finger being a pen, and you're signing your name in light. Like just imagine, like in the universe, like against the stars, and you're just signing your name. It's like finger painting with light. So this is what we're doing. We're exploring our own domicile, our own residence, our own homecoming. And so we all have different ways of bringing that to completion. For me, I literally just became one big third eye. So it's like, okay, I'm willing to see. And that eye just became very, very bright. I've got someone else finger painting in the sky, and someone working with their fear. So permit whatever arrives. Someone else has a totem animal that just arrived. So know everything is in divine order. Everything's perfect. Allow everything to present. Everything's being presented to allow it to receive that light, to receive that homecoming, to receive that full acknowledgement. Let us receive in full bliss. They're going back to bliss. Not in like a tiny little increment, in bliss. We're all transmuting this belief system of suffering. Got to work really hard. I got to suffer. So this is on its way out as we bring forth a new wealth, a new realization, new truth, allowing bliss. And receive that on all levels, in all dimensions of time, all lifetimes. I can't. can't get this next word, but it's like, I'm going to call it surround sound is the only way I can describe it. And so the way I'm understanding it is it's literally like 360 around me. The important part of it is it's behind me. So when we think of our past, when we think of our linear incarnation, there's a lot of who we understand ourselves to be associated with our experiences of the past. But again, because this is a dream state and what we're identifying is our new becoming, So that light, the power and presence of that light behind me, it just reduces the urgency or the attachment for me to continue the old set of values, the old record keeping, the old beliefs. So that light is like a transmitter of love, a transmitter of the new association. For someone else, they have powerful angel wings on their back. I just felt the light. I feel someone's angel wings. So trust how your higher self delivers it to you. And know it's all divinely perfect. Someone else has a white bathing suit. So again, you're associating it with like a baptism. It's all perfect, beautiful. So it is. All right, so thank you again, one and all, for introducing yourself. They're saying to your new commodity, the commodity of love.